Darshan HaTorah Ayele Batova.
Shabbat Shalom. It's very special and an honor to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me. I really appreciate it. I just came from the land a few days ago, out of the fire and the rockets on the way to the airport. There were alarms all over the place, but we were able to come. And praise God, my flight that I was supposed to be on with my daughter Mayan was canceled. And we were praying. We had a lot of people praying for our coming. And our agent in the morning was able to book us in the last minute, in the last two seats in United Airlines. And we're here. So Dalael, praise God. It seems like God has his thoughts higher than our thoughts. And when we have plans, he has plans even stronger. When we originally planned to come here, what was on our heart is to bless our daughter, Mayan. She's not with me this morning. Someone offered to take her to the zoo. And I released her and blessed her because it is a long day. And she's been starting to be bored with all the meetings. But on her heart was to bless her. We moved last year, and she had some challenges, and we felt she needed a touch from the Lord. But little that we knew that we would fly on Yud Zayin Betamuz, and we're coming back on Tisha B'Av. If anyone knows, this is Ben HaMetzarim. It's the time of Ben HaMetzarim. I don't know how you call it in English. Between the walls, okay? And little that we know that the situation in the land would be so intense. So it started with the three boys that were captured and murdered, and very sadly continued with the Arab boy that was murdered, and then there were riots all over the land, and now there's a Tzuk Eitan, which means in Hebrew the mighty rock. The name of the operation that the IDF is doing in Gaza is named Tzuk Eitan, which means the mighty rock. And we know who is the mighty rock of Israel. It's Yeshua HaMashiach. We're going to talk later in the meeting in the afternoon more about the situation. I have some pictures and some prayers. But I want to open up with prayer now before I start. So, Lord, we just thank you that you are the mighty rock of Israel, Yeshua HaMashiach, Ben David, Ben HaElohim. Ve'anachnu machrizim et hanitzachon shelcha, we declare your victory. Your victory on the cross that was done 2,000 years ago. And like the song we were singing, Lord, your blood heals the land. So, Lord, we cover the land of Israel, north to south, east to west, and especially the border with Gaza right now. In Moatza Eshkol, we just thank you for your atonement. We thank you for your faithfulness to the covenant of Israel, that even though we turn our backs to you or have such stiff neck and worship idols, you still faithful to us. We thank you. We thank you. We don't have enough words to thank you. Lord, I ask that you will come today and speak to us today. Sfatai tiftach ufi agiti latecha. Lord, I pray that you will open my mouth and I will praise you, and your words will come forth. B'shem Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen. Hallelujah. So, Rabbi Shmuel was, if that's how you say it, my new friend Shmuel, which is, by the way, the name of my father. So it gives you some high points right away. he teased me before and said, you know, Sean said you're a better speaker than him. And it's funny because in Israel, he's on the front lines. He's the one that goes and minister and disciples, and that's in the last few years. It was different before, but then since our third boy was born, I'm just a mama, and I had to learn to be okay with it, because as being raised in Israel, we're used to conquer the world, and right now I'm just conquering the hearts of my three children, and praise God. But it was funny because Sean said, "Now it's your turn. You go." So I'm thankful to Sean to release me and bless me. And he sends his love to you guys, and he always enjoys to be here. He told me very good things. So, okay, we will start. We'll go back to the parasha, the portion that we were reading, Parashat Matot, in Bamidbar, in Numbers. And I actually want to start with the last verse that we were reading, in verse 13. Would you like the microphone that you can read in the English, or anyone else? Ah, okay. You can read it there. I think maybe. Yeah, it's kind of confusing, no? I don't know. It confuses me.
You picked it.
Okay. ואיחר אף אדוני בישראל ויניעם במדבר 40 שנה עד תום כל הדור העושה הרע בעיני אדוני.
Okay, and Adonai's anger blazed against Israel, so he made them wander here and there in the desert 40 years until all that generation that had done evil in the sight of Adonai had died out.
Yes. So this is pretty strong. Here is the God of Israel taking them out of Egypt. We just read in the beginning of the parasha how he had victory, gave them victory over the Midianites, Midian. He's bringing them to the land. There's so much going on for victory, for breakthrough, to give them the promised land. And suddenly he says, no, I'm not going to take you to the land. Your generation will wander here in the desert and will die, and only your children will come to the land of Israel, will come to the promised land. And this is very, very harsh, and it's a very strong shift. Now, what caused that shift? What happened? Now, Israel murmured and complained the moment they left Egypt. And God had, you know, discussions with him about it, and he was upset. He forgave. Kind of the story of the relationship of God with Israel. But suddenly he made this strong decision. No, you guys that I took you out of Egypt, you will not see the promised land. You guys that I promised you and delivered you personally, you will not come in. Only your children will, your younger generations. And if we read before, in verse 5, they're coming to him and they're asking him if they can stay where they are. In other words, they're saying, we don't want to cross the Jordan. We don't want to go to the promised land. We know you think it's better for us. We know you talked about it and planned it like a good Jewish mother for years and years for us to go. But we don't want to go. We want to stay here. Can you please give us this land? Can you please let us stay here? This is good enough for us. And God is hurt and he's angry. And how many times in our lives we think, well, God, I know better than you. I think I want to study. I want to do this. I want to do that. And how important it is for us to surrender. When Yeshua went on the cross before, he said, Father, can you take this away from me? Can you take this cup away? But then he picked it up. He said, your will and not my will. And as people, you know, we go through times like that. God, can I please do that? Can I please do that? But if we come back and we say, God, I surrender your will and not my will. Now here we're talking about a relationship that he's giving them something that they reject and is hurt and is angry. But it's not just anything. It's the land. It's the land of Israel. Now this is a mystery. And many rabbis and many teachers and many messianic leaders today ask the question, you know, are we supposed to give the land away to the Palestinians? Are we supposed to seek peace and be willing to give the land away? Are we supposed to stand on the land because this is what God gave us? And even though we don't understand why, because we're good people, we honor people more than substance. We honor people's life more than substance. Is the land of Israel is just a substance. It's a very deep thing that is alive for years, and is very, very, missing my word, it's crucial right now. The war that there is in Israel, we know we don't fight flesh and blood. We know these are powers and principalities that are behind Hamas. Powers and principalities that want to kill Israel. Why would people want to kill a nation just because we came 2,000 years ago? That doesn't make sense. And the world looks at it and doesn't make sense. So it tries to blame Israel. You know, if these people are so angry about the people of Israel, there must be something wrong with these Jewish people. What are they doing? They're not doing anything. They're just having the calling of God on their life and on their land. And it's very important that we keep our hearts right and understand that this is a spiritual war, that we're not fighting flesh and blood. And why is it so important with the land? You know, when the disengagement happened, I shared it with a friend that invited us to her house a few days ago. There was such a confusion in the land. There was such there was no clarity. Are we supposed to support it or not support it? And I know for a lot of Jewish people and messianics here in America, it was very clear, you know, the land is the land. But there were a lot of very well-known and respected messianic leaders in the land that supported in the disengagement. For me, coming from an Orthodox background, and you'll hear in my testimony, it was very hard to receive. But we were ministering at the time with a leader that was pro the disengagement. And I prayed and prayed, and it was very interesting because it was, again, I was supposed to go to America, and it was like a day before the disengagement. My flight was a day before. And my sister, you will hear later as well, I will show in the map, my sister Leah lives 1 minute from the border. When you hear everything that's happening, the people that came out of the tunnels, the terrorists that came out of the tunnels, everything that's going on, it's exactly where she lives. So I was driving, my aunt was a baby, and I was driving to visit her. She just had a surgery, and I wanted to see her before I left. And it was like all the army was prepared. It was like the city of tents on the way. And I'm driving, and after like few months of, you know, God, I'm not sure we're supposed to support this or not supposed to support it. And the Spirit of the Lord felt so strong. This is not from me. You are not to give the land. This is not from me. And that's it. When he speaks, there's no more confusion. There's no more doubt. You just know. And I know his heart is grieved. And not because he doesn't love the Palestinians. And not because he doesn't care about these people. But because there is something about the land. There is something about the land of Israel that God has promised to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And yes, it's a mystery. But even Yeshua is a mystery. To a Jewish mindset, you know, a woman was pregnant from the Holy Spirit. That's a mystery. Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad is three. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. How do you explain that to a Jewish man? I still don't understand it. But I believe it. And I trust it. It's a mystery. So the same thing with the land. And God was so hurt and so angry when he was trying to give the people of Israel such a precious gift and they rejected it. And the relationship between Israel and the Lord is so much ups and down and so much disappointment on the Lord's side. I know it's a little bit of a jump, but I will connect it. One of the verses, the stories of the Bible I shared with Shmuel before that is so much on my heart with everything that's going on. It's been on my heart in the last, actually probably since I left the Orthodox Zionist community and I've seen how the Lord is dealing with them and to see it from the other side being a believer. It really hurts, and it reminds me of the story of Joseph. And if we can turn to Parashat Vayigash, it's Bereshit, Genesis. It's actually after the Parashat Miketz. Parashat Miketz is the story of when Joseph is already the prince of Egypt, is already in position to help the different lands after they gathered all the wheat and all the harvest, and there's already famine in the land, and he is starting to give it away to Egypt, to the people of Egypt, and to the nations around. And there is the famine is coming in, getting into Canaan, you say? And Jacob is sending his sons to bring food back to the house. But he doesn't send Benjamin because he's afraid something will happen to Benjamin. Like he thinks Joseph was killed and he's afraid that this would happen to Benjamin. And they come to Joseph and they have no clue this is Joseph. They see him as the prince of Egypt. And many, many times we parallel Yeshua to stories and how do you say giborim, people of leaders, heroes of the heroes of the stories. Like you can see parallels to David, and you can see parallels to Joseph. So I always related to Joseph because I was Orthodox and Yeshua was hidden from me and I couldn't see. I was in a Pentecostal prayer house praising and worshiping and dancing like you dance so beautifully here, and I didn't see that Jesus Christ, was Yeshua HaMashiach, was our Messiah. So it's the same parallel, like the Jewish people cannot recognize who Yeshua is because he became so foreign, Gentile-ish, and there have been so many things in the history. So here they come and they see Joseph and they don't recognize that he is their own brother. They think he's Egyptian. And the main thing that's on my heart, that the Lord put on my heart so strong, is before he reveals himself to them, I don't have a better way to say it, he's just messing up with their minds. He's messing up with them. He says, how do you say, miraglim? You're spies. You have come to spy the land. And they're like, no, we just came to get some food. He's like, no, you're spies of the land. And he's upset with them. And he's sending them back. And he says, you can come back only if you bring your youngest son, when he knows that's probably a reason why Jacob is not sending Benjamin. And he's messing with them. And even when Benjamin comes, he puts something in his sack. Thank you. I'm still Hebrew English in my mind. And he's like, he's messing with them. And there's few things that happening in this dynamic. On one hand, you see he's coming from what I see two places. One, he is still hurt. These are the brothers that rejected him, that sold him. Sold him to Egypt. He was in prison because of them. He's away from his father for years because of them. So he's hurt and angry. And the other thing, he wants them to think. He doesn't want to do it easy for them. Oh, you just came. Oh, I forgive you. Hi, let's hug. No, he wants them to get it. And I think Yeshua feels exactly the same. And we need to be careful not to paint Israel perfect, because we're not. And the same Orthodox that wears the tallit and pray and worship and so beautifully do everything you do here, but you do it with all your heart and knowing Yeshua. In the same time, they're doing everything we did here this morning. They're cursing him. They're cursing Yeshua, their own Messiah. I have an Orthodox cousin. She wouldn't meet me until I come back to Judaism. I become a Jew. They on one hand they bless the Lord, Baruch Ata Adonai, and then they curse Yeshua. He's hurt. He's angry. And I want to suggest that he's messing with them. And he's hurt doing that too. But this is what I believe is a part of the season that we're seeing Israel going through. And there, on the other hand, at first they're like shocked. They don't know what's going on. Like, spies? Why would he think we're spies? He's not upset at anyone else. Why is he upset about us? What did we do to this guy? We just came to get food like everyone else. And then they start thinking. And they say, this is happening to us because of what we did to our brother. This is all happening to us because of what we did to Joseph. And the one brother that they told him not to do it, he goes, I told you. You know, there always has to be one. I told you not to do it. Look what's happening now. God is angry with us. And he's messing with them. When the three boys were kidnapped. The same day I was driving in Beersheba. And I don't always get that, but I just got very specific prayer to pray for the intelligence information to be released for what is going to happen today, and for wisdom for the government and the cabinet, which is the leaders that make the final decisions in the land. And so a few hours later, I come home, and Sean, he's always with the news, and I was always run away from the news because it overwhelms me unless something like this season happens. So he's running after me. He said, "Did you hear what happened?" And I knew I had to listen to him. I said, "What happened?" I knew something would, but I don't know. The Lord didn't say what would happen. And he told me about the three boys. Our hearts in the land were so grieved. I'm sure here too, I know people all over the land were praying and praying and praying. And I went to the worship and prayer intercession meeting at Omel with Avner and Rachel Bosky. And the Spirit felt so strong. And the story of Joseph came to my mind. In my heart, really. And I started weeping and weeping and weeping. Because you see, I know this, not personally everyone, but I know kind of the culture of the Orthodox Zionist. I lived with them for 3 years. And I know that in their hearts, they really want to serve Adonai. And in their hearts, they love the land. They understand what we sometimes in the Messianic world see a mystery, because we see the worth of life of our enemies. And Yeshua taught us to forgive our enemies. And we're trying to walk in that in the land. And they see the worth of Eretz Israel. But yet, they curse their own Messiah every day. They support anti-missionary organizations that hurt the believers in the land. But the Lord knows, like he said on the cross, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing." But like Joseph, he can't just come like, "Hi, everything is fine." He's trying to bring them to a place that they understand what they've done, that they repent of cursing and hurting and persecuting their own Messiah, just like Shaul HaShaliach Saul, Paul. "Why are you persecuting me? I am your own." And finally, in verse 45, he can't hold it anymore, and Joseph reveals himself to his brothers. And before that, he's asking all the Egyptians to leave the room. I don't know how much you know, and if you heard people that had to leave the land, but in the last, I would say, 5 years, I have heard about so many believers that were called to leave the land. Sometimes I give them 2 weeks, sometimes I give them a month, sometimes I have to leave immediately. And I feel it's a process of Joseph wanting to meet his brothers, of Yeshua preparing this meeting with his brothers, Israel. in some of the people that have been such a great blessing in the nation, that have been for years and years very strong in the messianic communities, in the body of Messiah, the Lord is allowing them to live. Because he has an appointment. You heard from Sean, and you will hear from me later, that we're working with a Palestinian couple from Bethlehem. And it's really a God relationship between our family and their family. But when we started working with them, we knew that there would be differences with us between both of the families. We knew that it would be hard for them to receive our Zionist side. The head of their household, while he's originally from Gaza and his wife was raised in the Bethlehem area. And they have such a pure heart and such a good heart, but they have no clue about what we understand from the word about Israel because of what they were taught. And Sean and I agreed to agree to disagree and to stand on what we do agree together on the common ground, which is salvation to Arabs and Jews, salvation to Muslims coming to know Yeshua. But one of the conversations that Sean had with Wael, and Wael was asking him, why do you think the Jewish people came back to the land? And Sean told him, God has an appointment with the people of Israel. And that appointment is to be in the land of Israel. And suddenly Wael was like, oh, I can understand that. You know, God wanting the Jewish people to get saved. I can understand that as an Arab believer. That's my heart. That's a heart Yeshua gave to me. So if he needs them to be in Israel for them to come to know him, then I can agree with that. They can come to Israel. And it just settled in his mind and in his heart. And the Lord is preparing the hearts of Israel to meet with him. And as hard as it is for us to see, he's allowing hardships, pain, even death to come in the land right now. But his heart is not to hurt. His heart is for the people to wake up and to see him and to know him. כל ברך תכרה וכל לשון תודה שישוע המשיח הוא אדון. Every knee will bow and every tongue will confess ישוע המשיח is Lord. כל ישראל יבשע, all of Israel will be saved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So Lord, we just thank you. We honor you. And Lord, your thoughts are higher than our thoughts. And your ways are higher than our ways. And like you brought many Israelis to you in the season of the Intifada, this is your heart in this season. When there's a war and hardship and pain, and questions are arised, and prayers. We ask that you will come to the people of the land, that you will come to your brothers, Yeshua HaMashiach, and you will reveal yourself. Yeshua, you said that whoever comes to you comes to the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit reveals. We are agreeing with you now, Lord, to pour your Holy Spirit on the land of Israel, north, south, east, west, Orthodox, secular, Ashkenazi, Sephardic, all of the people groups, Lord. Release your Holy Spirit. Open the eyes, Lord. We are green with heaven. Kol Israel Ivasha. Kol Berech Ticha. V'chol Ashon Tode. Ki Yeshua HaMashiach Hu Adon. All of Israel will be saved. Every knee will bow. Every tongue will confess. Yeshua HaMashiach is Lord. And Lord, we thank you for your mercy, for your comfort, and for many signs and miracles you've already done and that you will do and that you are doing right now in the land. We give you the glory, for you deserve the glory. We thank you for the IDF. We thank you for Tzahal. But you're the protector and you're army of hosts is the army of Israel. So you deserve the glory. We give you the glory for the signs and miracles of the land of Israel. Lord, we thank you that you're watching over our soldiers. We thank you that your angelic host walking with them. And Lord, we thank you for the land that you gave to us. And Lord, as you said in Zechariah, if my people will repent of their ways and will call my name, I will forgive their land. Lord, we repent for rejecting your land. Like we read in Parashat Matot, that a group of the people didn't even want to come into the promised land you gave them. We repent, Lord, that we gave the land away. We repent.
Avinu Malkenu. Avinu Malkenu. Avinu Malkenu. Chanenu va'anenu. Ki en banu ma'asim. Aseh imanu. Tzedakah v'chesed. Aseh imanu tzedakah v'chesed. V'hoshiyenu.
Shem Yeshua Mashiach. Amen.
Well, two things I think we should do in response to this message. One is, of course, we do want to support Ayelet and her work and Sean, and we'll have the ushers come, but in just a minute. But first, I want us all to just have in mind this thought that maybe God is, to use that term, messing with you. And things aren't going the way you'd like them to be, and you're frustrated over some turns in your life that you don't like them, but God is trying to break through in all of our lives. In all of our lives. Break through and lead us. You say, well, I'm serving him. Yeah, but there could be areas of breakdown and break up and fallow ground, and he loves us with an everlasting love. Amen. So, right now, we'd like to take up the offering, but I'd like you to be thinking about this. And do we have, let's have the ushers come, and we have some music. I mean, please write out your checks to Or HaOlam, but put in the subject line that it's for Ayelet, or actually anything that comes at this time will go to her. So Father, we just thank you for this time of hearing from this Yisraelit. And Ayelet, your mic is still on, so whatever you're whispering, we can all hear it. So why don't one of your lady friends turn that red light off? That's okay, I hope you don't say anything too private. So Father, we just thank you for this precious Yisraelit and the burden that's on her heart and the vision that's on her heart to see how God is drawing Yisrael to yourself, and he's drawing all of us to himself. We thank you, we praise you. We just pray right now that we would bless her, we would help her and Sean in the work that they are doing, this amazing work with Palestinians, with Palestinians seeing the reality of Yeshua in their own homes and in Revelation. We pray blessing upon this amazing work of redemption. We know there's a great warfare. We know there are losses in warfare. There's even friendly fire in warfare. This young man who, the first Israeli casualty, and there's friendly fire in the congregations. We bite and devour one another sometimes. Help us, Lord, there be no friendly fire, but only the fire of your love. Just bless in Yeshua's name. Amen. Okay, ushers, please go ahead. If you need a little more time to write your checks, we'll wait. We'll be happy to wait. Blood, which is given for you. And so we take that little summary of the Seder and make it into a special worship time of our own. And I want to invite us all, particularly before we come for the grape juice, the wine, and the matzah. And you can bring it up now, the tables are set. But before we come, I'd like us all to just stand and just examine our own hearts. How is God, as it were, as we said before, messing with your heart? What's going on in your life? What's going on in your spirit? What's going on in your circumstances, in your monetary life, in your health, in your relationships, that you don't like, that God is messing with to make and break and change and reveal something to you? And I would just, as Marilyn and the team beautifully sung, soften my heart with oil. Lord, let that very thing work in me. Let it work in my heart. I yield it. I yield that circumstance to you, Abba, because you are like Yosef. You are wooing me to yourself. You are bringing me to your salvation or a deeper relationship. Just pray in the name of Yeshua that you'd help us all to see that in our distresses and in our opposition or in our difficulty, God is real to us. God is working with us. He wants to bring us into the land or deeper into the land. And how many can join with me in a surrender? I give that thing to you, Lord, that thing that feels like a wilderness wandering. I don't like it. I don't prefer it. I'd like to be done with it. But Father, you are bringing me to the knowledge of you. I surrender that to you. Hallelujah. Surrender to you. Amen. Let's all come.